Okay, so I'm going to post the link to this Safari sheet in the chat. Anyone is welcome to follow along on their own device. Otherwise, I will share my screen. Share my screen. Now, let's see if this is going to work. Share my screen. Does this work? No, that's the wrong one. Let's try again. Right, share. Let's try again. So I know that doesn't work. Okay, I had hoped that I would be able to share it full screen, but I can't. So let's just do this. Hopefully, you can see my screen now. So on Rosh Hashanah in a normal year, we would say piyutim and shacharit. But this year, my guess is we probably will be having fewer piyutim than normal. And one of the piyutim that we say in shacharit, in the repetition of the Amida, is called Shemot Mefa'arim. And one of the stanzas reads as follows: Zevach Kodesh Kuchsha Az Be'enav Rigel Tumotah Al Hakriv Lefanav. And this is vaguely Art Scroll translation. I've modified as I went. When the holy sacrifice, Isaac, was ready in his eyes, and I'm not sure who his is, Avraham bound his replacement, a ram, to offer before him. And this Piyutim, this poet has, for the congregational response, has taken a verse that's relevant or a piece of a verse. So the Chazan part, the first two phrases, are both poetical compositions. The last one is a verse. So this verse is Achan echaz basvach bekanav. After he's offered me this ram, after it's been caught in the bush by its horns, and that's from the Akedah in Bereshit. Then the next paragraph, chodesh. So he's got this ram, and so God instructed his offspring, Abraham's offspring, to blow the shofar on in this month. This day, if it happens to fall on Shabbat, zichron terah mikra chodesh. It is a memory of the terah, a holy moment. Tivob im b'chol, but its nature, if it falls on a weekday. Command to blow in all of your borders, all of your land. Yom Teruah Yehi Lachem. It's a day of shofar blowing. And this is fairly typical of many piyutim in that they have a halachic aspect to them. So I've called this year the memory of a teruah, because this year, first day of Rosh Hashanah, is indeed a Shabbat, and we will not only not be saying this piyut because of COVID, but we'll also not be blowing the shofar because of Shabbat. And this Piyutim is telling us this halacha. I could have brought the halacha from many other places. I'll show you a source in a moment, but it's even within the very fabric of our tefillah. At various points on Shabbat, we say Zichron Teruah instead of Yom Teruah, for example. So where do this come from, this halacha? And I'm sure many will be familiar that there are two psukim. One is in Parshat Pinchas, which talks about the korbanot, the sacrifice, the special sacrifices for each day that we read for maftir. On the seventh month, on the first day of the month, it's a holy meeting day, holy occasion, whatever this mikra means, should be for you. All melechet avodah, all quote work, you may not do. Yom Teruah Yehi Lachem, it's a day of shofar blowing for you. I'm not going to go into the other aspects. It's a day of shofar blowing. And in Parshat Emor, which we don't read on Rosh Hashanah, but we read it on Chol Moed, Pesach and Sukkot. Is it Chol Moed? No, first day Sukkot, and Chol Moed Pesach. Daber b'nei Yisrael le'mor b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yehi lachem shabbaton zichron teruah mikra kodesh. Speak to the children of Israel, saying in the seventh month, on the first of the month, it should be a Shabbaton for you. it's a zichron shra, a memory of trua, a holy meeting, holy day. And the Gemara makes the point quite clearly about Shabbat. So the Mishnah already says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liot B'Shabbat, the Mikdash Hayu Tokim Aval Lo B'Mdina. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, which fell out to be on Shabbat, in the Bet Mikdash, in the temple, they would blow the shofar, Aval Lo B'Mdina, but not in the rest of the country. M'Shecharav Bet Mikdash Hitkim Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai Sheyu Talk in b'chom akom sheyesh bo betin. And after the Bet Mikdash had been destroyed, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that they should blow shofar in every place that has a Bet Din. And I've chopped the mission off there. It goes on and continues a discussion of what size Bet Din and so forth. I'm not going to go into the details of that. But what's clear from the Mishnah, and the Gemara picks up on this, is that it's an institution that we don't blow on Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat. It's not the halacha per se. It's not the Torah mandates that you don't blow on Shabbat. Rather, it's only done in the Mikdash. And then after the Bet Mikdash is destroyed, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai allows it to happen anywhere there's a Bet Din. No mention of Bet Din in the Pesukim. So the Gemara asks, and I've only brought the beginning of the discussion, the Gemara asks the question, if you want to read more of the English, you'll have to go to the link. The Gemara asks, where does this come from? Why is it that we don't blow shofar on Shabbat? Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. So Rabbi Levi says in the name of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Katuv Echad Omer. So our verse in Parshat Emos says, Shabbaton Zichron Trua, that Rosh Hashanah is a day of remembering the Trua. The Chatuv Echad Omer, and a different verse, our verse from Pinchas says, Yom Trua Yelachem, it's a day of shofar blowing. They seem to be contradictory. One's remembering, one's actually blowing. Lakashya, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Kam b'yom tov shechal yot b'shabbat, Kam b'yom tov shechal yot b'lechol. This verse refers to Yom Tov that falls on Shabbat, and this verse refers to Yom Tov that falls on a weekday. So we have our solution on Rosh Hashanah, which falls on a weekday, you do blow shofar, it's Yom Terah, and Rosh Hashanah that falls on a Shabbat is Zichron Terah. Solved, problem solved, and that's why the halakha is as it is. And then it has a long discussion and says, but this doesn't make sense, because if the Pasuk says that on Shabbat it's a Zichron Terah, a memory of Terah, surely that would be a Torah level prohibition of blowing shofar on Shabbat. And so how could you blow in the Bet Mikdash? So rather it's an asmachta. The rabbis connected it to it. They're still, though, then apparently potentially overriding the Torah's institution to blow shofar even on Shabbat. And you can read the Gemara, the next stuff of the Gemara sort of discusses that in great detail. But there's this sort of question of the power of the rabbis to overrule a Torah mitzvah and to then base it on the pasuk when that's probably not what the pasuk means. It's a question there. And we'll come back to that question in just a moment. But I wanted to point out that this verse is also read very differently by the Gemara just a few dapim later. It asks about our davening on Rosh Hashanah. On Musaf, we have this very, very long tefillah of Musaf, as I'm sure we're all familiar. We have, instead of just one single bracha, you have your first three, you have your last three brachot, and instead of on Shabbat and Yom Tov, you have just one bracha in the middle called Kedushat Hayom, the sanctity of the day, where you talk about this uniqueness of the day. On Rosh Hashanah, you have three brachot in the middle, which are known as Malchiot, Zichronot, Shofarot. The first Malchiot has Kedushat Hayom, the sanctity of day, but then goes and talks about God's kingship. Zichronot talks about remembering us for good, remembering the covenant. And Shofarot talks about the shofar and blowing the shofar. Where is it? Where's our source for having this structure of the Amida? And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, "Dichtiv Shabbaton Zichron Torah Mikra Kodesh," because of this verse that we've just read, which we understood before as meaning that you don't blow shofar on Shabbat. He understands it completely differently. Shabbaton Zichron Torah Mikra Kodesh says Shabbaton that Zeh Kedushat Hayom. This is the sanctity of the day, which we then later on learn in, for other reasons includes Malchiyot. Zichron, this is Zichronot, our brachot of Zichronot, the second part, and Torah is Elu Shofrot, the blowing the shofar. Mikra Kodesh, and the last part of the verse, Kadshei Basiat Melacha, sanctify the day through not doing work. So you've got this verse has multiple interpretations in the Gemara. It's used as a support to say that we don't blow shofar on Shabbat. What does the verse actually mean? And for that, I'm afraid I have no answer. I don't know what the verse originally meant or how it was originally interpreted before the rabbis said that you can't blow shofar on Shabbat. I don't know if we can answer that question. So I thought I'd share one thought from the Malbim. He writes a sefer called Ayelet HaShachar, which is a grammatical work. It goes through Hebrew grammar and looks at roots and the structure of the Hebrew language and is a primer. It's, so it talks about three-letter roots. It talks about the different binyanim, the different sort of verb forms, the different noun forms. It talks about the different meanings of the words, of different words. So words like im or ki, he talks about the different meanings of them. It's a very detailed grammatical book. It's got 613 sections. No guesses why he chose that number. And somewhere in the middle of it, he's sort of digresses slightly and talking about how we understand verses of the Torah and how the rabbis understood them. And he's got this very interesting comment. He's writing in the 19th century. He says, "V'gam b'chol mekom she'dumeh shen natu min ha'pshat v'amru divreihem b'derech asmachta beiranu ki lo natu yamin u'smol min ha'pshat ha'pashut." And also anywhere where it appears that the rabbis deviated from the simple meaning of the text and they said what they said as a way of asmachta, a support. So here in our verse, this is a great example. They said Zichron Teruah, that refers to Shabbat, and Yom Teruah refers to a weekday. That's not the clear meaning of the text. They've used that to support their decision that we don't blow shofar on Shabbat. Beranu, we've clarified in this work or elsewhere, that they haven't deviated from the simple meaning of the text. Omnam mashenema kama pamim midiram anan ukras macht ba'alma. And indeed, what it is when it says this is a halacha midirabanan, this is an institution of the rabbis, ukras macht ba'alma, the verse is a sort of a support for their view. Who bedrush habil timuchrach mitzad halashan klaleh. It's a way of understanding the verse which isn't the way you have to understand the verse. It's not a forced reading of the verse. So it's not the plain reading of the verse. You could read the verse like that, but it's not the obvious meaning. The Chachamim samchu alav b'derech rechok, and the rabbis depended upon this in sort of some sort of distant way. And it's clear to us that this was because the rabbis don't have the power to institute something which is completely against what it says explicitly in the Torah. And that's what the poskim have also said. Therefore, when they wanted to make an institution, they have to show that in the Torah there's no absolute clarity, clear ruling against their position. And the verses allow for a reading which agrees with the Gzera. So here the Torah permits you to blow shofar on Shabbat. And in fact, since shofar is a mitzvah d'oraita, we should be blowing shofar on Shabbat Shal Rosh Hashanah. But the rabbis, for the reasons spelled out that you may be familiar with, they don't want somebody to be unsure how to blow shofar and carry the shofar in the Rishut HaRabim, carry shofar outdoors in order to go to an expert to learn how to blow shofar, and then they'd be breaking Shabbat unquestionably. So for reasons like that, they said, originally outside the Bet Mikdash, then outside of the Bet Din where they're experts, and then nowadays we don't blow anywhere. For safety, nobody blows. And in order to support this position, they said, look, you can read the verses in such a way, it's sort of suggestive of this position. And so that's how we get, according to the Malbim's understanding of it, that's how we get this asmachta and the institution and the reading of those verses, that Yom Tshura means a weekday and Zichron Tshura means a Shabbat. I brought a couple of other perushim on the verse. If you want to do some drush, we don't have time to look at them today, but if you'd like to look at a couple of thoughts on the verse, I'm afraid I don't have translation for the Hamek Davar, but Rabbeinu Bachya, there is a translation. I wish you all a lovely Shabbat. I wish you Ketiva Chatima Tova, and we should have, please God, a better year ahead.